1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. After all those weather troubles last weekend and since, will 2022 go out like a lion or a lamb? Here's Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson.
New Year's Eve forecast, travel troubles for both coasts, from the west coast where we've got active weather to the east where we'll see plenty of rain opportunities. As we move into New Year's Day, things are better in the east. Active weather is still going to bring you slowdowns at the airport and on the roads across parts of the West. And then we get into next week, the new year, a significant severe weather threat shaping up across the Mid-South.
This is Southwest Airlines tries to clear out that passenger and luggage backlog. After a week, the airline would like to forget. Thousands of cancellations, no shortage of confusion either. And speaking of preparations.
3, 2, 1.
No, it's not Happy New Year just yet. That is the Times Square Alliance with its annual confetti drop test. President Biden has signed that huge money bill to fund the government and all sorts of other things into next fall. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports what's not to everybody's liking.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to become the next Speaker of the House in January, called the bill, in his words, a monstrosity that is one of the most shameful acts I've ever seen in this body. House conservatives also have blasted the bill for its spending.
A major figure of sports and beyond has died. Pelé, a soccer superstar from Brazil's World Cup champion of 1958 to the New York Cosmos of the mid-1970s. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez.
I got the gift from God to play football.
The gift catapulted him from a childhood of poverty to global stardom. At the age of 34, he went on a mission to popularize soccer in the United States, signing a $2.8 million contract with the New York Cosmos that made him the world's highest paid athlete.
Pelé was 82. Health news. Dozens of kids in Ohio infected with measles. Here's Cammie McCormick.
More than half of the infected children are unvaccinated babies and toddlers.
We really feel as pediatricians that this is one of the most important things that we can do for your children in helping protect them against these diseases.
Dr. Shannon Dillon of Riley's Children's Hospital in Indianapolis. No children have died in the outbreak, but more than 30 are hospitalized.
The Keystone Pipeline is back up and running.
A leak in the pipeline 3 weeks ago spilled 14,000 barrels of crude oil into a creek in rural northeast Kansas. The 2,700-mile pipeline carries crude oil from western Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast.
Correspondent Jim Crisula. It happened about a week ago, a military plane incident in the South China Sea. A Chinese fighter jet flying dangerously close to an Air Force reconnaissance plane, forcing the pilot to maneuver to get out of the way. This is CBS.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
We're so grateful that you're here to celebrate the holidays with us and share in our good cheer.
Thank you for listening, and may our hopeful wishes warm you throughout the new year. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media, on air, and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 overnight under cloudy skies, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, overcast skies, partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows around 14. Low 30s, Saturday, mid-30s, Sunday. A dusting of snow, Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Out to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Thursday, Dominic. That makes it Friday Eve, baby.
Hey, happy Friday Eve to you, Crudy Evan, on the board, our fair audience. What does that make it? New Year's Eve, Eve? We're getting close, baby. We're getting close. I can't wait.
We're nearing the end of the year. Perhaps we'll make some on-air resolutions at some point, Dom.
Yeah.
But while all inferior talk radio products are either on break or they got to fill in, we're doing it live, baby. We're doing it for you, and you could be a part of the greatest radio show ever.
It's true.
The well-informed say that. 844-967-2789. Today, Dom, today, lots to talk about. Did you see that Sean Hannity, who is a right-wing talk radio host, and of course, he's on the Foxy News, our former colleague in this fine industry, Ed Schultz, used to call him Slant Ed. But Hannity is the newly anointed Trump bitch. Excuse my coarse language, but that's how the man's being described over in MAGA World right now. Apparently, he's not toeing the line, Dom. He's not loyal enough to the Trump line about rigged elections and all that.
You know, sooner or later, it's really not a secret. Sooner or later, nobody is loyal enough. You know what I mean? Don't you kind of see a cycle here, people? You know, you get Trump, you got a bunch of sycophants, and they get crossed with the mega crowd, and then they're out. I mean, and Sean Hannity is not immune to that.
Well, Dominic, we talked yesterday on this big show, little opinion piece from the Washington Post. You know, the Trump opponents, the soon-to-be declared candidates, presidential wannabes, they should be a little more afraid of the damage that Donald Trump can do than they are currently. And today, Trump's giving them, you know, let's just say, food for thought. Apparently, Trump is, you know, not retweeting and that he has not yet rejoined the Twitterverse, but he's sort of endorsing the idea that if the GOP does him wrong, he's going to run as a third-party candidate and blow it all up.
Yes, absolutely, as we talked about yesterday. You know, Trump would absolutely do this. So, yeah, he retruthed an article from, what, American Greatness, apparently a mega publication, that talked about Trump, you know, running third party if the GOP or the Republican Party, you know, doesn't do the right thing, in the author's opinion. Trump, you know, thought that was a great idea, so he sent it out there to his many, many followers. And I got to tell you, I think you should all listen to what Trump has to say.
Well, and also, Dom, there's some J6 transcripts. Still waiting on the Trump taxes, but the J6 transcripts, they're enlightening in many, many different ways.
And they keep coming out, man. You know, I thought this would be like a one huge dump, but they continue to draw us in. So I'm looking on it every single day. We have more today. Don Jr. was released. Kimberly Guilfoyle, among others.
Well, apparently also Stephanie Grisham, who worked very closely with First Lady Melania. So we get a few insights from Melania Trump. Apparently she wasn't a big believer in the Trump legal team, the brain trust, the Kraken team that they put together.
Was that the crazy? I mean, what was the breakdown of the Trump legal teams, right? The crazy and the normals, quote unquote.
Well, there was Jenna Ellis, there was Sidney Powell, there was Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy!
Well, those were the ones specifically referenced, so we'll come back.
Eastman, right? I mean, there's more, but wait, there's more.
Oh, there are many, many more.
Bob?
Many. Mini
Bob
more.
And Bob?
Bob and Bob. But Dom, let's turn our attention, if we could, just for a minute, to our backyard, my friend. Because right here in the great state of Wisconsin, the illustrious, although somewhat diminished, Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, has made a pledge. He's going to try as hard as he can to make sure Donald Trump is not the nominee in 2024.
The only declared Republican nominee, the Speaker of the Assembly in the state of Wisconsin, he's against him.
Let me point out, though, if Trump is the nominee in 2024, Robin Voss will embrace him cravenly and vote for him. Robin Voss, Speaker Voss, started campaigning for Republicans 44 years ago. 8 years before he could vote for them. His politics gave him a lifelong career. Is that where the careerist Robin Voss, careerist opportunist Robin Voss, he is described by Wisconsin historians as the longest serving assembly speaker since the state formed. But for the last 2 years, Voss has been the target of insults, taunts, and calls for his removal from leader of his party. Well, that's just one bad apple, and he's nearly rid himself of Janelle Branch and Dom. But now, is well, when Tim Brantham's leaving the caucus.
He left, yeah.
Shea Sortwell's still around. Now, as Voss prepares for a new presidential election season that will hinge on Wisconsin voters, and in the wake of a midterm election that delivered Republicans fewer wins than expected, he is signaling he won't vote for Donald Trump if he is the nominee of 2024. I don't believe him, but here's what he's claiming. During my entire life, I have always voted for the Republican, so I'm going to try as hard as I can to make sure Donald Trump is not the nominee, Voss said in an interview with the Journal Sentinel. Voss said he will probably run at least one more term in the state legislature, making it likely he will be the assembly speaker when Republicans gather in Milwaukee in July of 2024 to nominate their next presidential candidate. And the GOP presidential field for now consists of Trump alone. But it'll expand in the coming months. At least that's what the Journal Sentinel thinks, Dom.
Trump's presence in the upcoming presidential campaign cycle has Wisconsin Republicans concerned about whether Trump, another Trump nomination, could mean for statewide races in the future. Since Trump was elected in 2016, Wisconsin Republicans have lost every statewide race since, except three, Brian Hagedorn's bid for Wisconsin Supreme Court in 19, and this fall's re-election of Johnson and election John Lieber as state treasurer. The shift is especially pronounced in Milwaukee suburbs, once a reliable voting powerhouse block for Republicans, but since 2016 has shifted towards Republicans. Maybe that's why Voss is shifting his opinion on Donald Trump. But Voss also goes on to say, according to Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that Voss says Republicans need a positive message. I mean, with Trump as your nominee, I mean, isn't he the most positive guy you've ever met?
Well, who's a more positive messenger than Speaker Robin Voss, damn?
Right. Voss said a key to winning over voters in these areas is a more positive, forward-looking message. A quote, Donald Trump did a lot of good things when he was president. Tax cuts, regulatory reform, he secured the border. Those are all things we should be proud of. But if he runs again, he will spend most of his time talking about the past, not the future. Voss
said. Wait. If Trump secured the border, then how is Joe Biden's open borders policy even possible? Don't we have a secure border? And didn't Mexico pay for it, Robin Voss?
Oh, great point. No candidate wins talking about the past. They just don't. So I want to talk about the future. I want somebody who's going to talk about the future, and I don't know who that's going to be. I don't know how it's going to work out yet, but whoever runs in 2024, if they spend all their time talking about what should have been, we're going to lose. I think a whole lot of people who in the past have voted Republican are frustrated because Donald Trump, a.k.a. the Republican Party, spend all their time saying what they're against. We have a lot to be against. There's a lot of mistakes happening in our country, but I want to show that we have a better answer, not just a better way to argue. Boss is gearing up for a new legislative session. Go ahead, Curdy.
Well, I was just going to say, you don't have either of these things, Robin Voss. All you've got is a partisan gerrymandered legislative majority for the next decade, unless something changes, perhaps in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But nothing you say or do, Robin Voss, is the will of the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Not his constituents, not the mega constituents, and certainly not the Democrats in the state of Wisconsin. A little bit more from your buddy here, Crudy. Mark Belling, a popular conservative radio show host, told his listeners in February, I cannot stress to you the strength of this revolution in Republican grassroots. They want the Republican speaker out. This disconnect between the state Republican leadership and the elected Republican officials could not be greater. Virtually every member of the state assembly is aligning him or herself with Voss, and virtually all actual Republicans are furious with the selling out that is coming from Voss. This is me, Mark Belling here. So I would just qualify that. But also, I got to tell you, based on that description, certainly seems to me, Curdy, like the Republican Party in the state of Wisconsin is in disarray.
You know what's not mentioned here, Tom? Voss was ultimately reelected to office. He survived the primary by 260 votes over a write-in candidate. And Speaker, the same year GOP campaigns for governor focused almost exclusively on Voss, and a Trump-backed primary opponent nearly defeated him in August. That would have been tragic. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, our friend, a Democrat from Madison, who also served in the state assembly while Voss was Speaker, said she hopes Voss's desire for more consensus building plays out in the Capitol to put forward policy changes that have been, that have more popular support. Why won't you just compromise with the man? You know, he's going to give you rape and incest exceptions. You know, so what if you don't have the right to an abortion otherwise?
Crudy, he said this, I have done this long enough that I believe that every election you have the choice to either hit the reset button and focus on the future, or you keep arguing where you left off the spring before. So we have done plenty of that, right? So I'm kind of making the decision to hit the reset button. I'm tired. Tired of fighting. I'm tired of politics being at Thanksgiving and on every football game and movie and TV show and sidewalk when I'm in Madison. It's just too much. So I wish we could take maybe a little bit of a hiatus and say, how about if we talk about things where we could find some consensus? And then if we can't, we can argue like crazy, right? Voss said about Wisconsin politics broadly. But we have spent the last 4, 6, 8 years arguing and trying to say why these people are bad, and frankly, we don't even get to say to pardon. And frankly, we don't even get to the why I'm better.
You're not better, Robin Voss. Don't even bother with the I'm better. I'm gerrymandered. I'm the leader of the gerrymandered caucus. That's the only reason your opinion matters whatsoever.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions, who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with a low of 33. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, 39. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 26. Upper 30s Saturday. Warmer on Sunday with highs in the low 40s. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We are live. You can join us on the phones right now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, got any big New Year's Eve plans yet?
Not really. I think I'm going to go with my brother-in-law's maybe and party over there a little bit. Going to keep it kind of low down this year. How about you?
You know, I'm looking forward to a New Year's Eve party on the radio, man. Rocker, the Max N crew, they're doing it live on Saturday night. They're taking you up to the witching hour. They're taking you up to the midnight hour.
Oh, nice.
Taking you up to the new year, doing a live broadcast all across the Civic Media Network. So if you're looking for a good time and, you know, maybe you don't want to go out for amateur night, stay home. Tune in to Max N Radio. We're going to have Rocker on the big show about 420 tomorrow, about this same time, 24 hours from now. Watch this space. We'll tell you about all the live bands being featured on the New Year's Eve party. It's a party on the radio. I know Porky's Groove Machine. I've been listening to the promos. We'll talk more with Rocker tomorrow, and then you'll have plans down. You put on the Max Inc.
Radio. Some tunage right on, yeah.
Well, that's all you really need. Some friends, some tunage, and some tasty buds, man, and it's a party.
That's right, man. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Dominic, we've been talking about some backyard politics here. You know, Robin Voss, this new census finder.
No, really? 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 You know, he's tired of all the fighting, and, oh, it's gotten so tough at Thanksgiving and walking down a street in Madison. Well, are you being self-reflective whatsoever? Have you looked at any of the policies that you have put forth or jammed through in the last, what does he say, 4, 6 to 8 years? I mean, where do you want to start, man?
Well, how about the gavel in and gavel out?
How many of them?
Well, how about the failure to take up the unemployment on behalf of Wisconsin citizens during an active pandemic? In fact, the Republican-controlled legislature, they took, like, the entire pandemic off, didn't they, Dom? Like, 10 months at least. Didn't even meet. Kept cashing their checks, though. And Robin Voss got a little kicker besides over $300,000 in paycheck protection payments, or PPP loans, whatever they're called. Robin Voss cashed that check as
so,
well.
Right, of course. So, you know, glaring hypocrisy, but that's nothing new for Republicans. So what? He's tired. He's tired of fighting. Well, legal weed, you know, everyone wants legal weed, expanding Medicare or Medicaid. Everyone wants to do that.
No.
You know, there's a big percentage of people who want to expand Medicaid using Wisconsin hasn't done that. The other Republican states are doing it as well.
We'll expand charter schools. We'll expand the commons paying for, you know, churchy education. We'll expand that. And if Tony Evers doesn't, he's a communist. And also, we'll give tax cuts to rich people.
Well, of course. I mean, that's what you do when you're a Republican. That's your policy. That is your only policy.
Who could argue with that? What contentiousness does that create? Trickle-down economics. Everyone knows that's the way it works, Tom. Just ask
does
Mr. Foxconn.
Did it work? No, it did not work. What else? The lame duck, right? When Governor Evers defeated Scott Walker, the Republicans went out of their way with the help of Scott Walker to, you know, restrict him, to strip some of the incoming governor's powers, to give him a different playing field than Scott Walker had. Do you think that has any problem, causes any animosity with your political rivals, Robin Voss?
Why you keep looking back? Robin Voss wants to move this conversation forward.
Yeah, sure he does. I mean, what about? Okay, so Robin Voss thinks Donald Trump should not run. He's going to do everything he can to make sure Trump was not on the nominee in 2024, the Republican who's got 72 or 73% approval rating among other Republicans, right? That's that same guy who because of his request, Donald Trump's request, Voss hired Gableman at a cost of millions of dollars to quote unquote look into election irregularity. Well, no, I mean, even the right wing investigation showed there was nothing wrong with it. The audit showed there was nothing wrong with it, but you still go ahead. You try to walk that line. You put Janelle Branch on the elections. What? And now all Robin Voss, he's an embarrassment. Janelle Branch, and she's just the worst. She's not qualified, but I'm going to put her on a committee anyway. And Donald Trump, oh, God, he can't have him for 2024. I mean, you think, look at any of those actions that you have done, Robin Voss. Are you the cause of any of this animosity? Maybe?
Well, the fact that he has chosen, and I think it is a personal choice for Robin Voss, not to decertify the 2020 election, Do you know, when Mark Belling says he has turned the Republican base, and I have no doubt Robin Voss has turned the Republican base against himself. I mean, how do we know that? Look at the evidence presented in the primary. A write-in candidate, of course, supported by the former president, but Adam Steen almost beat the guy in his home district. This guy is the longest-serving speaker in Wisconsin's history. It's not supposed to happen like that. But what do we know from the gerrymander? Even guys like Robin Voss, especially guys like Robin Voss, are not accountable not just to what we, as, you know, I'll call myself a lefty, but there are plenty of independents and thoughtful, reasonable centrists listening to my voice right now. Well, we don't matter to Robin Voss, but guess what? Neither does the Republican base. It doesn't really affect his job one iota. The will of the people doesn't control Robin Voss's governance. So when he talks about the contentious nature of the politics around here, well, you ignore the will of the people, you jam it down their throats, and then you wonder why are they so angry? You know, I need longer vacations on lobbyist dimes, overseas preferably.
Tired of politics at Thanksgiving. What about Foxconn, right? Well, you have billions of dollars for Foxconn. You're fine with that. But now what? The WEDC is failing. Wholeheartedly failing. That's a failure. What? You guys created this. You guys used this to fund billions of dollars for Foxconn. What a joke.
Well, let me move the conversation forward on behalf of Speaker Robin Voss, because he doesn't want to talk about Foxconn. Not today.
Oh, okay. That's the
path. Let's talk about the failure of Milwaukee to overcome the fact that Republicans deplete their resources by bleeding them. They get about 67 cents back on every state tax dollar that Milwaukeeans pay in, right?
Yes.
Madison doesn't send it back. So Robin Voss has a solution. Privatize. Privatize. Why didn't we all say it? Man, this guy's brilliant. No wonder he wants to talk about his great ideas. Come back. More Robin Voss's great ideas. Listen to the Devil's Advocates That's a great idea.
WAUK 540.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor!
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
Farm Safe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
It's been an extraordinary year, and we're extremely grateful for your listenership. Thank you, and cheers to new beginnings. The WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, and WIRI 105.5 team would like to wish you and yours a happy new year. From Pam, Chuck, Steph, Ashley, Randy, Tim, Don, James, Seth, and Melissa, happy new year. Thank you for listening to WFHR and WIRI on Civic Media on air and online. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding our podcasts at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 23 overnight under cloudy skies, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, overcast skies, partly cloudy. Tomorrow night, lows around 14. Low 30s Saturday, mid 30s Sunday. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars to state government. And state government only returns about 67 cents on every dollar in shared revenue. And that puts a real onus, let's say, on the city of Milwaukee, because they don't get enough money back to fully fund their services. And what do you know? They're always in a structural crisis. Well, the city has proposed increasing their property taxes or sales taxes, different remedies, local remedies. And then Republicans say, no, you can't do that. We're going to block you from solving this problem.
Created the problem. Republicans in Madison, not from the community necessarily, but certainly Republicans in Madison, decide for Milwaukee that you cannot raise your sales taxes.
Well, Senator Howard Markline, the Joint Finance Committee co-chair from Richland Center, got to set water policy for Dane County, which he does not serve in, at the bequest of an anonymous developer donor sort that he's never disclosed publicly. That was his explanation. So I just point out, you know, welcome to the party, pal. But anyways, Robin Voss wants Milwaukee to explore privatizing. Isn't that Republican solutions for everything?
No, that and tax cuts.
Oh, yeah. Tax cuts and then privatize. Privatizing or sharing services before he considers a dedicated sales tax. So you can't solve your own problem. I won't let you. We're not going to give you fair revenue sharing back of the taxes you already pay. But have you considered privatizing? Because, you know, I know a couple of guys. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said before he would consider a dedicated sales tax for Milwaukee, he wants leaders there to consider privatizing or sharing service to more permanently cut cost. Voss's comments come as Milwaukee faces an imminent fiscal crisis that will become more dire as federal pandemic aid runs out in coming years. And for years, Milwaukee City and county leaders have been calling on state officials to increase shared revenue. Yeah, give them back their money and expand the options local governments have for raising revenue, most notably through a local sales tax. But Voss, in an interview with the Journal Sentinel, said simply giving Milwaukee money would only flatten the city's financial problems for a few years. He's asked Mayor Cavalier Johnson and County Executive David Crowley for a list of services that could be privatized or shared. Show me some example. Listen to this quote. This is
condescending as hell.
Show me some examples where you are willing to do things that are politically unpopular because they're the right answer. Meaning, do what I tell you, and maybe we'll give you back a little bit of your money. The politically unpopular things that I govern by.
You can't figure out why there's so much animosity and you know, politics these last 4, 6, 8 years.
Now, both Johnson and Crowley have expressed willingness to look at reforms. They also pointed to difficult choices they've already been made and cautioned that consolidation and privatization would not resolve their government's financial challenges. Johnson pointed to his shepherding through of $10 million of federal grant for 30 more police officers after the murder of George Floyd as an example of an action that was politically unpopular. As for privatizing city services, he remained wary, as do I, Dom.
Curdy, however, he said consolidation efforts were already ongoing at the city and Milwaukee County, and he could see additional opportunities for those two governments to increase shared services. Those could include areas such as snow plowing and mowing of street medians and county parks, he said. He added that a study to identify potential consolidation opportunities, largely in administrative services, is expected, and another looking for greater efficiencies in city government is underway. This is an avenue that we'll be traveling down one way or the other because it's the responsible thing to do given the time that we're in, Johnson said. as an example of consolidation, he cited the recycling facility that Milwaukee and Waukesha County share in the Menominee Valley. Still, he said, while every dollar counts, finding savings and new ways to consolidate services alone will not be enough to overcome the dire financial straits that have been worsening for decades. That's why we consistently say we need the partnership of the state, Johnson said. That's a nice way to put it. Hey, how about giving us some of our money back, state? He did not have a hard date in which he planned to provide a list of services to Voss. Crawley said it was fair to ask for reforms, but that changes Milwaukee County has made in the last decade must be taken into account. He pointed to the consolidation of programs, a new public sector partnership, the nexus of the Mental Health Emergency Center, the work on the Center for Forensic Science and Protective Medicine, and more. Acknowledging some of the reforms that we've had, I think that's extremely important so people know that this isn't just, oh, Milwaukee just wants more money. No. We've done our due diligence to find ways to create efficiencies, streamline services, cut employees. The county cannot continue to cut and cannot wait for additional revenue, he said. We have to figure out this revenue issue, Crowley said. We don't have a spending problem within Milwaukee County. We are very prudent. Very prudent, Crudy. It's a revenue problem. Because the revenue they send to the state, they don't get back. And then they get vilified for being Milwaukee. But I want to jump down here a little bit, Crudy, if I may. Voss acknowledged that the state has frozen shared revenue payments, money the state collects but returns to local units of government, and called the system basically broken. So Robin Voss, the one who's lamenting the angst that we have in our politics today, acknowledges the shared revenue formula is basically broken. Well, Voss, you're the longest serving assembly speaker in Wisconsin history. What have you been doing about it? Nothing.
Well, he suggested privatizing Milwaukee and consolidation. That's something. A little bit more. There are inequities. This, I'm quoting the speaker, Robin Voss, former friend of the devil's. There are inequities in the system that I could argue about all day long, Voss said. So we've talked about having a dedicated part of our sales tax going to local governments. That's all Milwaukee County wants. Republicans have signaled they are committed to tackling shared revenue during the next budget process. Sure, I am less convinced. And this is likely the best chance local communities have to get more money back from the state. Over the next several months, Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican-run state legislature will decide how to best spend Wisconsin's record-high $6.6 billion budget surplus. Tax cuts for billionaires! Right? That's going to be the proposition. Can't solve any of the Milwaukee problems. Tax cuts for billionaires. That'll be the proposed solution, you know, on behalf of the widow Hendricks and the U-Lines. Kind of like Ron Johnson. What was his shocking solution? Oh, yeah, tax cuts for his billionaire donors, man. They're so smart.
And then they funneled like $20 million back to him. That's one hell of a finder's fee.
It is. A little bit more. Milwaukee is on particularly shaky financial ground, largely due to a spike in the annual pension contribution they will begin next year and remain in place for years to come. The jump threatens to decimate city services when federal pandemic aid runs out. Voss says, it was bad decisions made from people who are no longer in office, so I could say, yep, let them go bankrupt. That's one option, but probably not the best one. Probably not the best one. You're going to starve them into bankruptcy. Probably not the best option. Voss said he accepts that giving Milwaukee more money might be part of the solution. I'm open to that because they have this special situation with the pension. But if all it is more money and the same no revenue without reform, I'm not going to do that.
What reform, man? I mean, it costs money to do things. And granted, and I appreciate the fact Crowley and Johnson talk about, you know, looking at these things. Yeah, there's administrative things that can be consolidated. Absolutely, we should do that. That's how life is. Always finding a better, quicker, easier, perhaps cheaper way to provide services. Good. That's a good thing. But that's the spending side. That doesn't solve the revenue side. And for Robin Voss to kind of hang this over everyone's head is... it's just so disingenuous. Let them go bankrupt. This pension, let me just talk about this for a moment. 80% of that pension is for police and firefighters. 80%. No, I thought you were the, you know, public service, public safety guys, Republicans. You want to let them go bankrupt because of that? And granted, no doubt that there are other, you know, former Republicans. These are legacy issues that still have to be dealt with. But such is life. You could make it a little easier, Robin Voss, Republicans, by, I don't know, letting the biggest city and the biggest economic driver in the state make their own decisions on what they do with their money.
That's not how we legislate round here. There will be no direct referendums. That's way too much democracy. And of course, you elected me after a huge partisan gerrymander where basically every election favors us as the Republican Party. But you elect us to make these difficult decisions and stick it to what, the most populous engine of economic growth in the entire state of Wisconsin?
But the difficult decisions, what about the flip side of that? Oh, no, we're not going to give any money to schools, so you got to go to local referendum in order to do that. Now, those are the difficult decisions, having to raise property taxes, for example. But now, then, if you want a school, you got to go to referendum to do it because the state's not there. So they'll pass off some of those difficult decisions, and then sometimes they'll take them themselves. I mean, it's a broken system. I will agree with you on one thing, Voss.
844-967-2789. The phone system works. PT from Portland. Welcome, PT. What do you got for us?
Hey, PT.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Bill. Good,
man.
Well, let you know I enjoy your show every day, but there are times when I forget the time zone, so it's like, oh, I'm too late.
Well, you can always podcast us at civicmedia.us. Never an excuse not to listen, PT.
Yeah, can you put it on iTunes, please? That'd be great.
I believe it is, man.
I think it's on iTunes already, yeah.
Yeah. We're easy.
I'll have to put you on.
Yeah, iTunes, Spotify, right? Google. Yeah, man, we're all over. Worldwide.
I thought it was on your app. Anyways, I see Boss Popcorn Man is still being a dick. He's always been a dick. I don't know when he hasn't been a dick. He's a very vengeful type person, arrogant, condescending. I think it all started when Barrett ran against Walker or whatever, and it passed before that. But anyways, I can tell you from my own personal experience, Milwaukee is running lean and mean right now. There is no fat to be cut from the city of Milwaukee at all. And I can tell you this from the fact that the positions that are left open, they're left open on a continuing basis. So if a person leaves, they don't fill that person. So it's all the other people that have to take up the slack. It is extremely stressful working for the city of Milwaukee right now. People are just being run ragged. There is no room for cutting the fat in Milwaukee. And I hope Johnson makes that clear to Popcorn Man. So.
Well, PT, you know, cutting the fat is what Robin Voss did with his first two wives. You know, when he moved on to the trade me up, the third wife. Quite lovely, Michelle.
I have no idea of the physical makeup of the first couple of wives, but pretty Nor irrelevant I. to Robin Voss's political strategies here. And I'm with you, PT. Thanks for the call, man. Another thing I would point out as well, the county parks here in Milwaukee, at one point, I mean, some of the best in the nation, and the maintenance has just gone deferred forever. We have lots and lots of catch-up to do in the city and county of Milwaukee, and the state continues to, you know what, socialize the money, right? Send it all to the government, and they'll send you a little bit back. They're fine with keeping some off the top.
That Milwaukee didn't run right since the socialists had been in charge. That's when it did run right. Come back, more Devils.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote.
There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. 33 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow, high of 39. Lows level off around 26 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Upper 30s Saturday, turning warmer on Sunday with highs in the low 40s. A dusting of snow Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I found a article over at the online daily, urbanmilwaukee.com. It actually sources from, Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ruling will still be a hot issue in 2023. Now, we've got a Supreme Court election coming up, and there are candidate forums, including one by our friends at WisPolitics. All the candidates will be at a forum, a luncheon event, on January 9th. Dom, I think we should probably dip in that day. It's happening here in Madison. But I think it's going to be a big hot-button issue on the ballot, Dom. According to
as this, it should, you know, another reason why there's animosity in politics when you got Republicans telling, you know, women of Wisconsin who are now second class citizens. And, oh, yeah, maybe if you're nice, we'll give you exceptions for rape and incest. Really? Well done, Republicans. No wonder why no one likes you.
Here is what the article reports. When the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade in June, it left the legality of abortion up to individual states. In Wisconsin, an abortion ban, first enacted in 1849, immediately took effect, and legal abortion in the state virtually ended. It's been a really historic year, said Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin president and CEO Tanya Atkinson, reflecting on the changes made to the decades-long precedent of the right to an abortion. It was an equally momentous year for people who oppose abortion. June 24th, 2022 is the day that pro-lifers have dreamed up for decades, said Matt Sande, legislative director for Pro-Life Wisconsin. And looking ahead to 2023, advocates on both sides of the issue are planning to pursue further changes to the state's law regarding abortions. Further changes, Dom. Let's see. Pro-Life Wisconsin seeks further changes. I want to get to this part. Anti-abortion advocates also have plans to make further changes to the state's existing abortion law, according to Sandy. Pro-Life Wisconsin plans to pursue legislation that would adjust the language of the current abortion ban. The existing ban does not apply to abortion that is necessary or if advised by two other physicians as necessary to save the life of the mother, which critics say is not specific enough to be medically useful. Here's what Sande says. We'd like to tighten up that vague and undefined life of the mother language and essentially replace it with an equal care language requirement requiring equal care for mother and child.
Oh, yes, yes. Life of the mother. Less important. It's because life of the mother is what? Too specific? I mean, you got to tighten it up. They're not tighten it up. They're changing it.
Dominic, a little bit more. The organization also plans to pursue state funding for adoption tax credits in so-called pregnancy resource centers, which some experts say are inadequate to meet the needs of pregnant people and may even promote, they do promote misinformation. They misinform pregnant mothers. And that apparently is okay under the Constitution, First Amendment. You can lie to people. You can misinform them. You could say, I'm an abortion clinic, and then just tell people, no, you shouldn't get abortions. Let me give you an ultrasound. You'll never want to get an abortion if you've just heard the heartbeat of the baby. According to Sandy, this is a big one because it's an abortion referendum. Talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Still, Sandy says he feels thankfulness and joy for the changes that have already been made in 2022. And according to an analysis of a national study by the University of Wisconsin Collaborative for Reproductive Equity, healthcare providers have not performed any abortions in the state since the fall of Roe v. Wade. In April and May of 22, Wisconsin abortion providers reported 590 and 620 abortions, respectively, in June and August. Those numbers fell to zero. The subheadline of this piece, Dom, since Roe versus Wade ruling, an average of nearly 300 Wisconsin abortion seekers traveled to Illinois each month. Where the other half of what had been the prior numbers, because they were getting about 600 a month, 300 are going to Illinois. What are the other 300 doing?
Well, it's governmental forced birthing. That's what the Republicans are down with. That's what they want. Government forced birthing. And I get it. If you don't want an abortion, Sandy, or any other forced birthers out there, you don't have to have one. That's the beautiful thing about it. But you don't get to dictate to others. I don't believe you should get to dictate to others. You shouldn't have to make sure someone has the resources to be able to travel to Illinois or some other state, or hell, by the way, this is going maybe Europe in the future, to go and get that abortion. Because those that have the money, they're going to do it anyway, right? So what does this do? It impacts the less fortunate to a greater degree.
Dom, I'm not great at doing math on the radio, but at 300 per month going to Illinois, and let's say 600 per month, people that had in prior historically sought abortive care here in the state of Wisconsin. Hagedorn only won his seat on the court by about 5,900 votes. Just since this happened, we're going to see about 7,200 Wisconsinites not receive the medical care that they would choose to get without going to the state of Illinois or somewhere else.
Could like Ron Johnson said.
The voting margins, if you know what I'm saying, Dom.
Right. Well, Johnson said, if they don't like it, they can move. 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison, let's get your take today. Welcome, Joe. What do you got?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, you can just light me on fire. I enjoy so much that Assembly Speaker Republican Robin Voss, part of the party that hasn't met, the state legislature, just remember, has not met since March, right? And they're collecting the salary of $56,000 a year plus state pennies, is saying to the city of Milwaukee, quote, you need to save money, find new efficiencies. Who better to give advice than the people who've been sitting on their tails for the last months and months while $6 billion is clicking away and doing nothing with it, because I don't know why they haven't. But I'm furious about this. I am just furious to think that our state's premier city, your job engine, we're talking about Port of Milwaukee, we're talking about the schools, the colleges that are there, is so easily tossed off as, well, you'll just have to find some fuel efficiencies from people who haven't done an ounce of work in months. Anyway, so light me on fire and then call the police department. I cannot believe this. See ya.
Thank you for your call and your listenership, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Well,
yes, absolutely. The hypocrisy knows no bounds, and there is no shame.
How could legislative Republicans be expected to work, Don? They had to get out there and campaign on their better ideas and better candidacies. And, of course, the gerrymandered legislative districts, because that helps quite a bit, I'm just telling you. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. A happier happy hour. A Thursday, Friday Eve edition. Hell, we'll even take some early grievances if you join us. at 844-967-2789. Dom, final thoughts? I know it cut you short.
No. Stick around, callers. We will get to you after the top of the hour, 844-967-2789. We're going to get through some of the new releases from the J6 committee. New transcripts are out. We'll dive into that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
To the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov.
/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National
WFHR,
Highway Traffic Safety
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.